Indexian, which is gone now, they've demolished that.
Two run buildings, actually.
We started the business there with just the two of us. Then we got a lady, Phyllis, came to be an accountant, and David Cowling is still in Ping, and he was our
still
first...
Still works there, was the first employee.
Still works there, and yeah. David does the repairs. And Colin's still there, who was in the office. Mm. And they were the two first employees, or with Phyllis would be three, the first employees that we had. And we managed it ourselves for a year before we got some more people, and it's blossomed from there. Mm-hmm. And we moved into an industrial estate twice because we were expanding and, you know, very busy. Because it was new, the golf club, the golf pros, we did all the business through the golf pros because we didn't want to upset them. They were our customers. So anyone who wanted Ping had to go through a golf pro. And then they altered the clubs to fit the person. We made clubs to fit the person, not for the person. To fit the clubs like it was in the old days. You know, they'd look down at a head of a club and they would adjust themselves to the club.
Yeah.
That was the old regime. Well, Carsten Solheim invented the way to help the working person by altering the club to fit the person. I mean, I had clubs to start with.
All the clubs were all custom made.
They were actually custom made for the person. I had a set that was the flat lie, which we called the flat lie of the club, and Roy had upright because he was tall. So I couldn't play with Roy's clubs, and he couldn't play with mine. Because we altered the clubs to fit the person.
So all the clubs were custom fit to the customers. You know.
And then whatever degrees the head or the loft or the lie of the club was done, we had a colour dot put on, and that's what we call colour coding. And then, of course, lots of people have copied that over the years. But that was Carsten Solheim's invention.